This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Bella this morning. A new app from the state health department launches today. The goal is to slow the spread of coronavirus. The app shares anonymous data over Bluetooth. Users who test positive for COVID-19 can put their information into the app. It would then alert users who have come within 6 feet of that person of possible exposure. Officials say opting in is voluntary. The exposure notification system is available for Apple and Android phones. Some Colorado school superintendents want to halt standardized testing this year amid COVID-19. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than 25 Pikes Peak Region school superintendents sent a letter to the governor and the State Department of Education. The letter says schools can't provide fair and uniform testing conditions when students are learning in different ways, in person, hybrid, or online. It says teachers could instead spend time supporting students' instruction. An Education Department spokesman says a group will be making recommendations to the legislature, which ultimately makes the decision. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado voters have continued to turn out in very high numbers during early voting. More than 1.4 million people had cast ballots as of Thursday night, with just less than 2 weeks to go until the election. In 2016, that number wasn't seen until a week before the election. Democrats and unaffiliated voters significantly outnumber Republicans in early vote turnout figures. This is CPR News and KRCC.